How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. That's going to throw a lot of people off with that intonation, Susie.
Yeah, I thought I'd just change it up because I thought, you know what? Mm. You can't put me in a box.
Gosh, that's bold talking there.
No,
okay.
I'm in a box.
Good for you. I wasn't suggesting you should be in a box.
We're IRL today.
We are IRL, which
as
means
Earl. Let's talk about your suit that I've not seen before. It's sort of a very... Is it a pinstripe?
Well, it's a sort of herringbone design.
Sure.
I am a brand ambassador for Marks & Spencer's.
I was about to say it is
for Marks & Spencer's. But it's one of their... This isn't an advert, but it is one of their...
Although, if you're listening, you're very welcome to sponsor the pod.
Yes! I should speak to them about that. They call it something like a heritage line or something.
It's very nice.
And it's part of their... I think they have... They used to do them in the 80s and 90s, and then they bring back an old design.
Like, I like that.
Like their jumpers that say St. Michael on them.
Oh, I love those.
Mm. Well, they sell out very quick.
Yeah, I bet they do. Mm. My nan would call it St. Michael's.
Or Uncle Andy would call it San Michel.
Love that for him.
Mm. So maybe
yeah,
use that.
Tom's in sort of a forest green number.
Mm. The tie that you bought me, actually.
You're welcome.
There you go. A clashing... I like a duller colour, like the green, with a flashy... Pink.
Flashy tie, so yeah. People know.
People know.
People know. He's flamboyant. Watch out. Watch out. Don't let that suit fool you.
Just be careful around him. He is... he's out to steal your tea set.
Yes. Good for you.
Good for me. Now, Suze, you've been on a bit of a vacance, haven't you?
I have been on a vacance. Thanks so much for saying that. I went skiing for 2 days.
She skis.
I ski.
She's a skiing skier. How was the après-ski?
Well, it was not great because, you know, we had our daughter.
Oh.
So, of course, you can't do much après-ski because she sleeps at, like, 7.30 until 7.30. Oh. She's like you. She does 12 hours a night.
Oh, yes, that's important. She'll be very creative.
Good for the brain.
Yes, sleep. Absolutely.
So, but it was great fun. I just chucked myself down a mountain. I thought, sod it.
Sod it, why not? Have you skied before?
Yes, I skied like 10 years ago when I was at school.
Okay.
And then realised, no, you're 38. you skied 22 years ago for 5 days in the Alps on a school trip.
Still, though.
With St. Edmund's Catholic School.
A very Catholic Clang. Thing to do.
Clang. Yes, you know how the Pope loves to ski.
Loves to ski.
People don't talk about it enough.
That's why he always wears a hat.
You can't see under his cassock. He's got very small skis on.
He's got salopettes. And yes, people always do.
He wears red shoes, doesn't he?
Is that right?
He wears...
Fancy shoes.
Really fancy shoes.
I think I've seen a thing about that.
Well, Zoe Lyons used to have a very funny line, which was, there's no place like Rome.
Oh.
Him clicking his red heels together.
Oh, that's very clever.
She's very funny, Zoe.
Very funny as our Zoe, yeah.
But so I went when I was at school. Don't just really remember much about it.
Oh.
Remember falling over quite a lot.
And laughing?
Yeah, of course. And so I just sort of assumed I could still do it. And Tom, let me tell you, I can.
Oh, that's brilliant. You go.
I'm a natural.
That's not what... Wow, that's great, isn't it?
I know. I mean, that's the thing with physical things. Mm. Like...
Your people have got it covered.
Do you know what I mean?
It's innate.
I can't add up.
There's so many things I can't do.
But your people don't
but
need to.
But I've got a calculator in my phone.
Winter sports. Winter Olympics.
Hello.
Hello.
So I'm representing Team GB.
Really? It was such a good 2 days.
It was such a good 2 days.
Well, I'm not being funny, but since we're talking about my outfit, I mean, you've very much embraced the après-ski. What, you're wearing a roll neck?
Yeah, well, but I always wear a roll neck. I wear a roll neck from October to March.
Do you? Why have I never noticed this? I suppose because we've not been talking about skiing at the same time.
I'm always in a roll neck.
And I never look at your neck.
Because it's horrid.
Because I'm up here. I can always hear you saying.
My eyes are up here, Tom.
Yeah. So that's why I never dream
stop
of looking
at my neck.
Stop looking at my roll neck. And a lovely woolen number that's got a sort of angular, like knitted, well, not angular, but.
It's Percival. Are you aware of Percival?
No, who's he? Well, actually, I do know a Percival.
Do you know someone called Percival?
Yes, my nephew.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. I didn't realise he was a Percival.
Mm.
There you go. Percival's a men's brand, but I feel like they're really missing a trick by not, like, really targeting the lesbians. Because,
I mean, if you're listening,
it's dykewear for men.
Really?
Yeah, you heard it first. It's gay culture.
That's gay culture. What?
We need a jingle for that.
Well, I don't know if we do. there's enough bells and whistles on this conversation. Yes, they really want.
They're really missing a trick by not targeting lesbians.
So you think lesbians would be into Percival? Why? What is Percival? Tell us.
Well, there's just sort of like a cool brand.
Cool brand. They do zipwear.
Zipwear. They do sort of those sort of trousers that I like to wear. You know, sort of high-waisted numbers that are okay. Short leg.
Okay. You know, European-y.
Sort of European-y. Sort of like, you know, German lesbian.
German lesbian.
German lesbian wear for men.
Oh.
And I don't know why they're not going with that as their tagline.
Well, maybe
I feel like
now.
Any branding opportunities that might have happened, I've just lost
them.
Well,
that's all of the that's all of the brands.
Like she's not allowed to shop here anymore. Tell her to stop tagging us. It doesn't matter how many times I tag them.
Oh, that's when I tried to get a free barbecue.
What?
Did I tell you about that? Well, some people we know got a free barbecue, didn't they, from their podcast?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was furious because it wasn't
livid.
I was absolutely livid, actually, because it wasn't actually a barbecue. It was a pizza oven that you could use as a sort of open
BBQ.
BBQ, which you know I don't care for, but as an abbreviation. But it was but the thing was, the opening wasn't big enough for my needs anyway. But
said that before?
Certainly. It was a turkey I was thinking of. If you've just tuned in, welcome.
Who starts a podcast? Maybe they're like, oh, they're shit at the beginning. I've got to get, like, I've always got
plus
to skip 10. Forward.
Skip 10. Just to the end. Just they skip, on our podcast, people actually skip to the adverts.
To the adverts, yeah.
just so they don't have to listen. So I'm still intrigued by Percival. Is it always sort of knitted? It's got like a
there's
like
a lot of knitted stuff. They also do sort of quite cool T-shirts.
A tee. A
tee. As you know, between March through around October, I'll wear a tee.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a really nice brand.
Susie, you just brought up one of my things there.
People calling it a tee?
No, actually not that. I was going to dwell on that, but I'm not.
Okay.
But you did. You said through around to October, which I enjoyed. I don't enjoy the Americanism of Monday through Friday. Because what
Why
does that
not?
Mean? Well, it's unclear apart from anything else, and it's an Americanism. But
no, it just means through the week, surely.
It does, and I know that. But if you look at it on paper, Monday through Friday suggests it goes to Saturday, because it's going through Friday. Monday through Friday.
But isn't it through Friday until the end of the working day?
End
of play, that's what they call it, don't they, when they have proper jobs?
EOP, yeah.
EOP.
I'm going to need this
by EOP
Tuesday.
I thought it was a name page on a Sunday. talking of a lame page, you're up against her at the moment, aren't you?
Stop it. That's not official marketing speak. But I'm on the radio.
Your show.
I'm on the. Well, you might be biased, but thank you.
I wouldn't. No, if anything, I tried to not watch what you do. I have to concede that your radio show is great.
Oh, Susie, that is very kind of you to say.
I loved a little crossover between you and Graham.
Oh, it was a nice little chat.
V-gay.
V-gay. I'm trying to think, does that?
No.
Is that like the Vegas nerve, the V-gay nerve? No, I don't know.
What's the Vegas nerve? Is that when you go to Vegas and you spend all your money?
Well, that's
got the nerve to go there.
No, but when I had my acupuncture the other week, they were going on about that glang. Or was it the reflexology?
Have you unblocked?
Do you know what? No, because when I told you what they did, they put a prick in my heel.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Mm, and it really hurt. And he said, that's you being unblocked. That's the energy coming out. Well, now I'm walking around, and every time I step on that heel, which is every other step, it hurts.
Have you thought about hopping?
Well, that's the only option open to me at the moment.
Talking of hopping.
Yeah.
So I was on the slopes, wasn't I, for two days?
I don't know if you mentioned it, Susie.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely smashed it down them slopes.
Absolutely smashed it.
Maisie Adams said I'm the best worst skier she's ever seen.
That's
brilliant. She said she couldn't believe that I was up straight.
So Maisie Adams was there.
Maisie was there. We were doing gigs.
Oh, that's why. There maybe you did tell me this. Oh, I thought that was an obscure amount of time to go for 2 days.
Yeah, I only holiday for 2 days.
2 days, that's all I need. I'm so motivated.
I'm so busy. I've got to get things done. I do my holiday.
2 days.
Monday through Tuesday, that's it.
EOP. I'm skiing.
Yeah. Me, Elaine Page. Yeah.
Maisie Adams.
Now, Maisie's a very good skier.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
She skis.
She skis. She likes football.
Okay. You know, sure. And she was like, look, I'll take you down a slope and just go really carefully and I'll go with you so that you know that you're okay. Because I was like, come with me, Maisie, because I've not done it for a long time.
Mm. What was Alice doing at this time?
She was looking after our daughter.
Oh, fair enough.
And then I just thought, oh no, let's make it more fun. So I just went, see you at the bottom. And Maisie said
I've said that to so many people.
Weirdly, that's your signature on your emails, isn't it?
I know how to sign off. Silly.
So silly. Maisie said that she was watching me thinking, oh my God, is she going to break her leg? Or worse.
Oh, yes. Because I've never been skiing. So you're just going down a mountain, but there are trees and things, yes?
Yes, sometimes, but it's more of like a big hill.
Okay, like equivalent to, I'm trying to think of a hill.
I don't know, the Downs?
The Downs, oh yes, in
Brighton.
Brighton, near you.
Sussex.
Like that, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she said, she could hear me chuckling because I couldn't stop laughing because it's really like thrilling. And so I was just
that
like,
maybe an oxygen thing. Oh, wow. It does sound fun.
It was really fun. I think you ought to go. So you went to a dry slope once. Clang.
Well, when I was at primary school, we used to go on a Wednesday evening, which I never...
Is there a dry slope in Bromley?
Well, there was. Profile Ski Centre, shout out. Whoop, whoop.
Was it like a massive waffle?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you might have gone past it to get to the M25. Is that road, the A2 or something?
Sorry, I zoned out then.
I don't know. I started talking about...
Skip forward.
Skip down. Bring back this advert. There's a garage.
We'd like to thank our sponsor. We don't have a sponsor. Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Which is, we're not going to sponsor you. It was on the right there anyway. You could see it from the A road / motorway. I don't know the difference. And it was...
Oh, hasn't your suit got a lovely lining?
Suits? Yes, it's got a lovely ticking. Like, I mean, it's a heritage.
You keep saying heritage like I know what that means.
Old. It's an old thing they brought back.
It's old. It's horrible.
But it brought it new, but it was old. But
anyway, sorry.
That ticking, sort of ticking lining. I like that.
Is that
design.
What it's called, ticking?
Well, my mum likes it as a chair covering. She doesn't have any
it
chairs
sort
with it.
It sort of reminds me of a school book.
Like lines in it. Yeah, it's got like lines. Like mainly white, but it's got sort of a dark blue line.
Sure.
If you like that sort of thing.
So you'd go down a ski slope, but you didn't like it, no?
I didn't like it, no, because on a Wednesday... Well, I never thought I was very good at it. We had to go on a bus, an ex-bus. No, it was an old bus that was converted. Oh. I didn't, because I wasn't very good at it, I didn't have... It sounds a bit pathetic, but I didn't really have friends that did it, so I used to sit on the bus on my own. And also, because we had skiing on a Wednesday... we had sport on a Wednesday afternoon, I'd have to carry my PE kit, my plimsolls, and also my salopettes. And it's a lot. A lot to push into a bag.
That is a lot to get into a bag.
Push into a head bag. Do you remember head?
Yeah.
As the bag.
That you do.
Thank you. That's how I sign off my email. These email sign-offs are...
I mean, it's amazing you're working.
It's amazing. I have time to write an email. And... yes. So there's a lot of things to carry. And also, there was a man there who's a bit... Some of the instructors were a bit scary. And there was one man who was a bit too scary.
Right.
And he only taught us once. They were all a bit strict and a bit blokey.
Oh.
Older blokes they were. And they're like, no, don't do it like that. No, don't you dare do this. Don't you dare do this.
Don't you dare.
And I remember one of the instructors being very strict, and I remember being very scared of him.
Wow.
And I think somebody accidentally...
Did they still use the cane when you were at school?
I think some of them were caned. But they didn't, actually.
No. I always forget there's only 2 years between us.
But I did, yes. Anyway, that's my experience of skiing. But I did get all right at it in the end.
Well, here's the thing, Tom. So I absolutely fine on the slopes, wasn't I? Mm-hmm. Even my back was fine. Did really, really well. Really thrilled with myself. Oh. Came home.
Yeah.
Ran down the stairs. Now, I don't know if you know this about me.
Mm-hmm.
But, and like, let's not make a thing of it.
No, okay, definitely not.
But I've got quite large, big toes.
Clang. Tell us more.
Alice is convinced it's why my... So when I was a child, my dad used to call them my Fred Flintstones because he's the attribute like Fred Flintstone. So I had a real thing about
you,
it.
You weren't confident as a young person.
So it's why I never wear open-toe sandals.
I thought it was... I knew there was a reason.
Also, I once tried to wear a peep toe and my big toe is so big that you can only see one toe and you're really meant to see about three of them.
Oh, really? A peep toe sandal?
Yeah, a peep toe.
What about a cork wedge? Oh, forget it.
I don't think I could pull off a cork wedge. I don't think anyone pulls off a cork wedge. Maybe no. Sienna Miller did once when she was, 10 years ago.
What about a Birkenstock? Not a stereotype.
Well, a Birkenstock's sort of different because it does sort of mask a lot of the toe area.
Okay.
But I do have quite a... Alice is convinced it's why my balance is so good.
Well, clang, 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 clang.
But I have quite a big, big toe. There.
Okay. No, okay. No comment. No thing to be made of it.
So I ran down the stairs.
Tell you, don't... I mean, Fergie. Anyway.
I don't get it.
Fergie was photographed sucking in someone's toe.
Oh, yeah. Alex Ferguson.
Yes. Yes.
Posh people, they don't know what to do with their time, do they?
No. Too much time on their hands.
What she needs is a job.
Well.
She was giving someone a job.
Please. Scandal.
But so I was running down the stairs doing the washing.
Oh.
After the ski trip. And
of course, you've got to wash this.
You've got to wash those cellar pads.
Those cellar pads.
I had my... Well, of course, I had thermal unders, didn't I?
Mm. What a treat.
What a treat. It's so tasty.
I'm surprised you're not somebody who employs them throughout the year, actually. Or certainly
I do actually have
like
a long johns
October
today.
Onwards. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, I used to like a long john.
Because I've got a very thin trowel on.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So because I've got quite big toes...
Yes, going back to the main...
I was running down the stairs.
Yes.
And I tripped over my big toe.
No.
And I bent it back like that.
Oh!
Really painful. And it really hurt.
Mm.
And so I sort of like tears pricked. And then...
Tears.
And then I told Alice. And then because, you know, she is aware of the size of my toe.
Of course.
She couldn't stop laughing.
Of course.
Even though she was like, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that I'm laughing so much. She kept doing that. She's like, I know that you're fine, but it's really fine. It's like when someone runs into a freshly sort of polished
glass door. It's so funny.
It's so funny. And so I was in so much pain, Tom.
Oh.
I was in so much pain. I didn't really know what to do. I was hobbling around the house. Anyway, the next morning I woke up. I thought I'm going to have to go and get this x-ray.
Of course.
I'm going to have to go and get this x-ray.
That's
so I went
exactly
down
the sort
to...
Of thing adults say, yes.
Sussex Hospital. I've got to say, it was absolutely brilliant. I was in and out within an hour and I had an x-ray. And clang.
Clang.
But move out of London. That's what you got to do.
Move out of London.
Move out of London. Then,
Sussex Hospital.
Yeah.
Not... Is that the main Brighton Hospital?
I think so, yeah.
A&E. Up behind Kemp Town?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been?
No, but I've walked past it.
And God, you've really lived a life, haven't you?
And I've always thought, well, if I need a hospital while I'm here...
I know where it is.
Well, I know, you know. Yes, maybe I thought I was more liable to need one when I was there for some reason. I don't know why. Because there are a lot of hills.
There are. So one must be careful.
One must be careful.
So I went in and said, look, I'm worried that I've broken my big toe. And of course, I was worried because... I'm filming my special next week and I didn't want to be in one of those horrible boots for it.
Mm.
Anyway, then
yes.
I took off my sock and the man said, well, I can see it's quite swollen, but he, of course, didn't know.
He didn't know that...
He didn't know that it's always quite large.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell him. Anyway.
Because you were embarrassed.
Because I was embarrassed.
Oh, no.
So I thought I'd just talk about it on a
podcast
that is more successful than we thought it was.
Yes. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
All five of you. Not just both of you.
Anyway, I tore a ligament, didn't I?
Oh, no. An
actual injury.
Oh, I just thought they were going to say, oh, it's a light sprain, hop around on crutches and get his letter to get out of PE.
So I haven't got to do PE for a week.
Oh, that's something.
I actually did go to personal training this morning. I don't know if you can see, I'm quite hench.
That's good. What were you doing, weights?
Yes. Mm. Thanks for asking.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, doing weights, because that's what you're meant to do, isn't it, as you get older?
It's very good for you, apparently.
Yeah, so I was doing my lats today.
Oh, lats and traps.
Lats, chest, biceps.
Oh.
I'm so weak.
No,
I bench am press? So weak. Yeah, I did a bit of bench pressing. Oh. I'm so weak. I was just doing a bicep cut with just a 5 kg.
Mm.
But honestly, I found it really hard.
Well,
I don't know.
It's not about how, because there's a lot of things at the gym which involve...
It's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean? Is that a thing?
That's, somebody did say that to me once, but I don't think it was in the gym. It was on a boat, actually.
Aye, aye. Captain?
So many things we could say, it's about how well you do the lift. It's not about what you're doing.
No,
like, to show off.
No, and I wouldn't show off. You know
me. There you go.
I hate showing off.
That's the one thing people always say about you. You
wallflower,
absolute shrinking violet.
That's me.
That's what they call you behind your back.
Yeah,
cruelly to undermine you even more.
Anyway, so I've been having to I've been freezing it with a spray.
Oh, Suze.
So I thought everyone should know.
Well, you got a great story out of it.
What a story.
What a story. But not injured on the slopes, injured on the stairs.
Yes.
That's typical me. You, isn't it?
Typical me. You.
How did you find those lifts? Were they sit on lifts? Because
I did some that were sit on lifts, and then I did some button lifts.
Is that the one where you put it down and put it between your legs? Yes. Well, those used to be very difficult when I was 8.
Well, I fell off one.
Oh, you fell off one?
Yeah, I fell off one.
I don't know why that sounded funny, but it did. Fell off one.
Fell off one?
Fell off one.
It's a dish from Denmark. Have you tried it? Oh, I fell off one. You must.
Fell off one.
I fell off of it, and because I had taken a glove off to take a photo.
Oh, well.
I was trying to...
There you go. Pride literally comes before a fall.
Well, there you go.
Mm.
And I fell off, and then Alice panicked because she was behind me.
Oh,
so
no.
She thought, oh, I'll fall off too.
Hasn't poor Alice been through enough?
I mean, she's been through so much, hasn't she? And
so you're on her bed. Poor Alice. So you fall off the button lift.
And then Alice fell off on purpose, and then she got told
what to make you feel better?
Well, just because she didn't want me to go without her.
What, go as in die?
Well, yes. So I'm coming to you from beyond the grave today. Hello. We're now doing this via Ouija board. Tom's just doing my voice.
Yes, I'm actually channeling Susie's voice. That's how successful the seance has been. Actually, you could have a seance in this basement we're recording in.
We could,
It's quite damp in here. If you touch the tablecloth, it feels wet. And I thought, that's you don't want that on your lungs after all you've been through. So Alice got told off. Who's telling people off?
The man that ran the button lift.
Oh, who's he, Button Moon?
Maybe, Mr. Button.
Mr. Button.
Mr. Button told her off, but then a French boy laughed at me.
Oh,
and he was about 8.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, but you can't help but feel really silly. Anyway, and then later on, the same French boy cut me up on the slopes.
Oh, not right. Okay, right.
Not like he didn't like cut me. Yes. He like cut me up on the slopes. I tripped, fell over. I was like, fucking kid.
His
dad didn't even apologise, and I thought that was very rude.
Oh, je suis désolé. Doesn't take much to say je suis désolé,
no,
does it, monsieur?
Doesn't.
Wow.
I was cracking out my French.
Were you?
Yeah. Tenez gauche, tenez à droite, tenez gauche, tenez à droite.
Well, maybe because you kept saying that, he knew which way you were turning. That's how he needed to cut you out.
The thing is, I don't remember left from right. So that might have been my own problem. I might have been turning
turning
a gauche when I was turning a droite.
You be careful with your turning a droite. Get caught on a tree. Oh, that's nice. So it was on France, was it?
Oui.
Oh,
flew into Geneves.
Oh, a bit of Swiss.
Yeah.
Pick up a Milka chocolate bar.
You better believe
I
did.
Oh, I like those.
And then...
Popped out like a cuckoo clock.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And then went across the border.
Sur le train.
Pardon?
On the train?
No, avec les... Motoka.
Oh, yeah. What is
car French?
Voiture.
So went across. You don't have to show your passport at the border.
I know, it's great, isn't
it? I thought it'd be like Checkpoint Charlie.
No, oh, that's funny, isn't it? Because they're not in the EU, are they, Switzerland?
I don't know. But neither are we.
Yeah, maybe they knew. They were like...
She can go through.
She can go through. Well, that's nice though, isn't it?
So into the Alps, into the French Alps.
Oh, straight into the Alps.
Straight up the Alps.
Straight up those Alps. What was the hotel like? Wood cabin?
Yeah, stayed in a chalet, didn't I?
Chalet with a chalet person there too?
No. It wasn't like that posh.
What?
But it was still very nice.
Fondue?
No, thanks.
Glühwein?
We had, now what's it called? It's not called a flatty flat, but I want to call it a flatty flat.
Is it a coffee?
No, it was, it's like, it's a dish that they have. It's like a mountain French
pizza?
Dish. No, I was in France, Italy. It was a mountain dish.
Oh.
And it's like potato, cream, lardons and cheese.
What is it called? Not a pithivier.
No.
Gone off mic, haven't I? Tutti flat. Is that right? Is that
I think so.
Flat?
Yes.
People screaming at their audio device.
Tutti
flat.
Yes, have one of those. That was lovely.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's going to be nice, isn't it? It's potato, cheese, cream.
You can't go too wrong, can you?
Bacon.
What did you have for breakfast? Was it croissant?
Oh, yeah. Her croissants had a pan of raisin one day.
Ooh.
One day, she had a quiche Lorraine.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It did just come out of the oven. And I thought, oh, I'm going to whop that straight in my trap.
Oh, that sounds off up that nice. Mountain. I bet it makes you hungry, though, doesn't it?
What? A quiche Lorraine?
No. All the skiing, all the cold air,
right.
The cold mountain air.
The quiche Lorraine helped with the hunger.
Yes. Tides you over.
Why is it called a quiche Lorraine?
Because it's from Lorraine, isn't it, in France?
Oh.
Is that right?
C'est bon.
Lorraine?
Yeah, all right.
Alsace-Lorraine.
Yeah. What did you call me? Do you kiss your mother with those lips?
Do you kiss your mother with those lips?
It'd be great if one of our mums was called Lorraine.
Oh, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? That would have been great.
I wonder if one of them would change their name just so we can do that.
Would you mind?
I'm so sorry. Hi.
Irene.
Please. Do you mind?
I think, is it still called Alsace Lorraine? I don't know about it because it was one of the, it's involved in a lot of wars. Constantly fought over.
Was it?
But Alsace wine is nice.
And you've done your market research.
Let me tell you, I've researched it. So have you, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I'll drink a fair bit of it. So that's been my week, Tom.
Well.
Oh, and I'm 38 now. Do I look older?
No, not a bit. I was going to say many happy returns. Of course, you were away, weren't you?
Of course, I was away.
Did you have a gâteau de l'anniversaire?
I had. Alice didn't know what to bring. She couldn't bring a cake, so she brought fondant fancies and put a candle in all of them, and her and the baby came in singing into bed. It was adorable.
Oh, that's a nice way to start the day. Oh, nice.
But of course, on the way, my daughter said to me, there's special things in the case. I've written my name in a card. I can't tell you what it is, but it's a card.
Hasn't quite got
secrets.
That's like when I came round on my birthday and she said
We've got a cake.
We've got a cake.
Don't tell Tom we've got a cake.
But why is there this bizarre, like, secret around birthday cakes as though, like...
You wouldn't have one.
And then it's like, oh!
What a huge surprise!
Right. I mean, she's right to call it.
She calls it what it is.
She calls it what it is. You're having a cake because it's your birthday. No one's... I mean, why do we pretend it's not going to happen?
Well, it's Alice's birthday this week.
Oh, is it?
We're getting her a cake and my daughter has already told her.
Oh, well...
You know what she's like?
She can't keep a secret. Well, I feel like my week has paled in comparison. Do you like being 38, though?
So far, so good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. I'm not... I feel lucky to be getting older. You know? I know that there's that whole thing
with some of these injuries you sustain.
But, you know, I think...
It's a miracle.
There's so much... so much weight, isn't there, put on of, like, ageing. You know, getting older, looking older. You know, I'm not so into the looking older, but I do think it's a privilege to get older.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh God, I'm 40 soon.
Oh yeah, I don't worry. I've liked being 40.
You've done it for almost a year?
About six months.
So sorry.
But I like being a bit older. 38 was the pandemic, I think, for me.
Was it?
But,
the old Panny D?
The Panny D, if you remember back that far.
I can't. Don't remember any of it.
We don't remember any of it, do we?
We used to meet up, didn't we? In parks.
I mean, when we were allowed.
When we were allowed.
Thank you. When we were allowed. Keeping our distance. Socially distanced meetups. But yeah, different times.
Different times. Before we go, I need to do a quick shout out.
Yes.
Now, there is a nurse called Nick who works at St. Bart's Hospital.
Oh.
Who I met this week.
Oh.
And
when you're having your toe x-rayed. How big is that toe? You went into Sussex Hospital.
When I take my shoe off, you wouldn't believe. I was in St. Bart's because I was visiting a young man in there who is having treatment at the moment for cancer, and he's very into comedy. Oh. And so we had a little comedy masterclass.
Oh my goodness, Suze, what a lovely thing to do.
It was my absolute pleasure. And the nurse, Nick, who helped organise the whole thing.
Nick.
A like-minded friend, is clearly just such a brilliant nurse, works on the cancer ward.
Oh, Nick.
In St. Bart's, and clearly is just such a wonderful person. So I just wanted to give him a little shout out.
Nick, how lovely. Well, thank you for all your work, Nick. Yes. Gosh, doesn't make me feel bad. What do I do?
Yeah, you're a pig. Anyway, join us next week.
What a lovely thank you.
Calling
to Nick.
Someone a pig is the funniest insult.
I know. You're
what a pig.
You're a pig. My mother was right about you.
You're a pig. It's the sort of thing that someone might say in EastEnders, because obviously there's
they can't swear. We started watching Coronation Street the other day. Well, that's always the thing about Coronation Street, is like, however dramatic the thing is, it can be a serial killer, it can be a tram falling off a bridge, and then it still goes like, bah, 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 bah.
It's very dramatic, isn't it?
Very dramatic. We watched Emmerdale Farm, which apparently is called Emmerdale now, these past 30 years. And
is that the one that's da 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 da?
No, Emmerdale is da 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 da. And then...
Actually quite fun.
It sounds more fun than it is. I think I maybe put a spin on it. But
unlike you.
But Emmerdale Farm has got very dramatic. Coronation Street, still dramatic, but they've got a bistro. And I don't remember that when we used to watch it when we were younger.
Well, the thing is, times are changing, Tom.
Times are changing. And
are you going to lean into EastEnders yet?
Well, Mother's always said, no, I don't like it. There's too many people shouting at each other. She's not wrong. There's a lot of shouting in
there. There is
Enders.
A lot of shouting, but I think it's quite truthful.
Maybe. I think Mum always enjoyed the escapism of going to Manchester, having grown up in London.
Yes, of course.
And seen all the shouting. I think she thought it was
I'd like
nice.
To see some shouting in a northern accent.
And also, Coronation Street has back in the day, always had, it was a more sort of like mixture of different age groups. So you had your Emily, you had your, what was it?
Sarah name? Lancashire, she was in it.
Well, of course, she started out on it.
Right, Tom, anything else? Any other business?
AOB, IRL.
AOB at the EOP. Oh, God, that's really tough for me as a dyslexic.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean it. Laura Banje, thanks for getting in touch about the piano lessons. I will be emailing you
forthwith.
Maybe that's something we could follow on the podcast.
Your piano journey.
My piano journey.
Oh my goodness. Going forward. Maybe you could start playing something. Of course, it is me and you that play the opening.
Well, that's what
jingle.
A lot of people don't realise. We did actually compose and perform that. There you go, see? That's proof. And so that's all. That's my any other business anyway.
That's it. Okay, well, we'll see you next week.
See you there.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.